This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Last fall, best-selling rapper Kanye West stunned fans by announcing he was becoming a Christian artist and releasing a worship album titled Jesus is King. Now he's back with his first new music since that album. So what's it sound like? Find out after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is Liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting Charisma to the number 49596. Again, text Charisma to the number 49596.
Kanye West debuted his new single, Wash Us in the Blood, on Tuesday, June 30th. The song's debut comes just one day after West announced on Twitter that he was working on a new album titled God's Country. The song Wash Us in the Blood, which features Travis Scott, laments injustice against Black Americans and begs the Holy Spirit to come down and intervene. The lyrics suggest a fusion between West's early socially conscious subject material and his recent rebranding as a Christian rapper, first displayed on last fall's Jesus is King. The music video intercuts West's rapping with video clips of popular culture, protests, and even Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, two recent victims of racial injustice in America. The song's intro quotes 1 Peter 5:8, framing the need for salvation from "a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." The chorus continues, "It was the blood that cleansed me, shower down on us, wash us in the blood, as we live in this evil and crooked and Jezebelic world." The video concludes with a gospel choir singing, "There is nothing too hard for God," and West saying, "Wash us in the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come down. We need you now." Last fall, Kanye found that there was a large audience for Christian music as Jesus is King hit number one on Billboard's charts. And so far, Wash Us in the Blood is following in those same footsteps. Within 24 hours of its posting, the music video for Wash Us in the Blood became the number one trending video on YouTube. Rolling Stone reports that West has also announced other projects related to Jesus is King, including a James Turrell-directed film on Apple TV, and a version of the album produced by hip-hop star Dr. Dre. Neither of those projects, nor God's Country, has a release date at this time. Pray that God will continue to work on Kanye's heart, and that he will be discipled and mentored by other faithful Christians. And if you like the story, you can hear more stories like it on CPOP. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.